Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, welcome back to my show. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. Another big day around here. The new list is out of the top 100 most important radio talk shows in America by Talkers Magazine, and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root, on the list for the fourth straight year. Thank you, Talkers Magazine, and a nation of thousands of radio talk shows and the greatest nation in the history of the world. With 330 million people in this country, I'm number 41 on the list of the top 100 most important radio hosts in America. I feel like I'm much higher than that. But nonetheless, 41 is great. Being on the list is great. God bless America. Great. I know my parents are looking down from heaven and saying, holy crap, we just wanted him to be a lawyer. And here I am, one of the top talk show hosts in the United States of America. Thank you, Talkers Magazine, for recognizing me. And my only negative is, I like to be number one. And by the way, I am number one in Las Vegas. I'm the only host, literally the only host from Las Vegas who's on the entire list. And I'm the top-rated host in Las Vegas, as the only one. So pretty cool to be number one in the entertainment capital of the world, number 41 in the United States of America, and I'm sure I've set the goal by next year I will be in the top 20. Got a TV show deal very close to being through. As of today, big negotiations went on this morning, and we are very close. Should be able to announce very soon, like in the next month, the next 6 weeks, that I have a five-day-a-week television show. Lots of great things happening. Something's happening that is not new, but is worth leading off the show with. Joe Biden's approval rating hits record low, 33%. It's not new because I talked about it yesterday. I was ahead of the game. But it's worth noting, 33% in the new Quinnipiac poll. As I said yesterday, Quinnipiac is a Democrat, liberal-leaning poll. And they oversample Democrats at all times. They always show Trump much worse off than he was, always. And so if they're saying that Biden is at 33%, you can assume he's in the 20s. There's nobody left for Joe Biden. Nobody. Biden is finished. There's no one left but his relatives, his wife and his kids, and a few paid campaign team employees. That's about it. That's how bad things are for Joe Biden. So, that's how good things are, in my opinion, for the Republican Party, if they don't blow it. But they're very good at blowing it, right? Very good at blowing it. They always have been. They always will be. So they're a bunch of cowards and wimps, and they're led by two complete morons, McConnell and McCarthy. Complete morons who have no idea how to fight. So I just think they're going to blow it. Somehow, some way, they're going to blow it. But I will tell you this much. Democrats are scared to death. Latest headline, the UK Daily Mail. Wake up and smell the coffee. Democrats issue stark midterm warnings to Biden. Democrats warn it's time to wake up and smell the coffee when it comes to the upcoming midterm election. 6 months out from the election that will determine which party controls Congress, Democrats are facing an increasingly nightmare scenario that involves the war in Ukraine, high prices on food and gas, immigration problems at the southern border, and the COVID pandemic. It has them worried they will lose control of the House of Representatives and the Senate in November. Michael Stratton, a Democrat strategist who has worked on campaigns, said it was the perfect storm the Democrats are facing. Democrats need to know, wake up, smell the coffee, start to get ready. But the irony is, when you read these articles, it comes down to most of the Democrats are scared, and they don't think they've done anything wrong. They just think their messaging has been wrong, and they haven't touted their accomplishments properly. What accomplishments? There are no accomplishments. I worry about the 33% that give Biden approval because they're mentally ill. It's amazing there's that many people in America that are mentally ill. Can you imagine approving of Biden, supporting Biden? I mean, really, seriously. How does anyone support Biden? What has he done right? And the answer is nothing. He's destroying this country moment by moment. But 33% approval is as low as it gets. I don't know if any president's ever been lower in the history of this, certainly in the modern history of the United States. And so there you have it. Another poll is out. Majority of Americans see Biden's latest border order as a huge mistake. The border order is his plan to lift Title 42. And the administration announced April 1st that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would lift the Trump-era order, Title 42, starting on May 23rd, allowing for everybody to come into the country. With the U.S. seven-day average for coronavirus cases on the rise, a new morning consult political poll found 54% of respondents, including 23% of Democrats and 53% of independents, oppose Biden's decision. 41% strongly oppose Biden's decision, compared to just 13% who strongly supported it. The same poll found that border security and other security concerns ranked as the second most important issue in the country. Let's see, what else is important here? 47% said they trusted Republicans in Congress to handle immigration issues, compared to 36% who prefer Democrats. Interesting. Very interesting. So even Democrats are against what Biden wants to do on this border, and a lot of Democrat congressmen and senators are angry if they're from border states at what Biden is doing. Speaking of Biden, he showed his mental incompetence and his mental illness and his dementia again today. Biden attempts a handshake with no one standing next to him and wanders off looking confused. He experienced a trademark Biden moment on Thursday, meaning today, following a speech in North Carolina. He attempted a handshake when he was alone on the stage with no one standing next to him. Immediately after ending his speech with "God bless you all," Biden turned to his right, said something to the empty space behind him, where another person would presumably be if Biden was not alone, but he was alone, and he made the movement of a handshake, and then he looked around with a confused expression on his face before beginning to aimlessly amble around the auditorium. The Washington Free Beacon tweeted out, after Biden finished his speech, he turned around and tried to shake hands with thin air and then wandered around looking confused. Wow. This is Joe Biden. Incredible. And he's not alone. There are other Democrats as mentally confused and lost as he is. Dianne Feinstein's cognitive decline is so bad that a lawmaker had to reintroduce themselves to her multiple times during one encounter. And she's sitting as a U.S. senator from California. This is insane. Nobody should be allowed to be a senator if they're 88 years old unless they take major... See, I believe in a free country. So I would never say you can't be a senator if you're 88. But you can't be a senator if you're 88 unless you take cognitive tests that prove you still have great cognitive ability. If you do, then you have every right to still be a senator, even if I think you're over the hill. Even if you're over the hill and old, you have a right to be a senator as long as we can prove that you're not suffering from dementia and that you still have it. Dianne Feinstein, senator, Democrat senator of California, is in such bad shape that her own Democratic colleagues want her to retire before her term expires at the end of 2024. In December 2020, the New Yorker, citing people familiar with the matter, said Feinstein had been, this 2020, had been seriously struggling, and her short-term memory has grown so poor she often forgets she's been briefed on a topic, accusing her staff of failing to do so right after they've done it. And Feinstein has now significantly declined since the New Yorker's report, and Democrats are worried she cannot fulfill her duties. According to Democrats who spoke anonymously to the San Francisco Chronicle, Feinstein's cognitive decline is so bad that a lawmaker had to reintroduce themselves to her multiple times during one encounter. The Chronicle spoke with four U.S. senators and three former Feinstein staffers about her cognitive decline. There was an episode she had that was so unnerving that the lawmaker who spoke to the Chronicle on condition they not be identified began raising concerns with colleagues to see if some kind of intervention to persuade Feinstein to retire was possible. And this occurred several weeks before the death of her husband in February. I've worked with her for a long time and long enough to know what she was like just a few years ago, always in command, always in charge, on top of details, basically couldn't resist the conversation where she was driving some bill or some idea. All of that is now gone, the lawmaker said. She was an intellectual political force not long ago, and that's why my encounter with her was so jarring, because there was just no trace of that. Wow. Her husband, Richard Bloom, died of lung cancer at the age of 86 in February. I mean, that's got to finally finish her off, right? I mean, that's, you know, if you're in bad shape and your husband, who you've been married to for 40 years, dies, that has got to be a significant factor that drives you over the edge and finishes you off. Just terrible. Just terrible. When we get back, many more things to talk about. Elon Musk offering to buy the entire Twitter and take it private. Mexican drug cartels flying 9,000 drone flights into the U.S. Isn't that an act of war? We are at war with Mexican drug cartels. Is it not breaking U.S. sovereignty? It's an enemy invading on U.S. soil when you fly in American airspace with drones to check out the positions of border agents. It's an act of war by the drug cartels. Texas Governor Abbott signs an agreement with Mexico to ease border inspections of trucks. And a second bus carrying illegal aliens arrives in Washington, D.C. from Texas. Gotta like that. We'll tell you more when we get back. More details. Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for SteelsAndDealsLV.com.
My great buddy of 20 years, John, built this magnificent business here in Las Vegas. They ship nationwide. It's called SteelsAndDealsLV because you're practically stealing the merchandise. SteelsAndDealsLV.com is a discounted warehouse seller of merchandise to the public and online. Their prices are 30% to 80% off retail. SteelsAndDealsLV.com will beat any legitimate price by a mile. You'll get the best price for any product, TVs, furniture for your home, office or patio, microwave ovens, mattresses, bed frames, rugs, sofas, sporting goods, treadmills, bikes, automotive parts, desks, chairs, lawnmowers, barbecues, smokers, generators, pianos, refrigerators, wheelchairs. SteelsAndDealsLV.com has it all at 30 to 80% off. Shop around, get the best prices, then go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com and my buddy John will beat them all. Just go to SteelsAndDealsLV.com or call 725-260-3337. SteelsAndDealsLV.com. It's like stealing!
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, VetsAndHorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation. 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, Property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation. 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Allyn, welcome back. Hillary Clinton pal and Democrat mega donor Ed Buck sentenced to 30 years in prison in connection with meth overdose deaths of black men, gay black men. He liked to lure them to his house and overdose them with drugs, kill them. He got off on watching black men die after he had sex with them. This is a Hillary Clinton mega donor and a friend of Hillary Clinton. Isn't that wonderful? Aren't Democrats really class acts? Wonderful people. And by the way, I'm going to be very fair here. You don't judge an entire party by one person, right? You don't. I'm not judging a whole party by one person. I'm judging them by everyone I meet who's a Democrat leader. They're all scumbags. No other way to describe all of them. Scumbags and criminals and lowlives and sexual perverts. That describes the entire Democrat Party. And throw in a few pedophiles. Disgusting. These are the worst of the worst people in the entire world. Running the Democrat Party. And by the way, that brings up a theory of mine. Authorities seize $13 billion from Roman Abramovich. $13 billion. Largest asset freeze in UK history. All because he's like a friend of Putin. He didn't start the war. If you want to seize Putin's assets or you want to seize Russia's assets... assets, but who can go after the richest men in Russia and punish all of them? That's like saying America never should have attacked Iraq because there were no weapons of mass distraction. So because George W. Bush decided to attack Iraq without a trial, let's just allow Russia and China to seize all the assets around the world of the 50 richest Americans. Just take their yachts, take their mansions, take everything, no trial. Assume they're guilty. Guilty of what? What do rich people have to do with the decisions of George W. Bush against Iraq or of Putin against Ukraine? The answer is nothing. And yet here we are in bed with the UK seizing the assets of the richest oligarchs of Russia. So my idea is, and I'm going to write a column about this, let's seize the assets of George Soros. He's the biggest scumbag in the world. He's the biggest traitor and enemy of America. He's a man that's destroyed America. He's got nonstop connections. All of his money goes to groups, seedy, shadowy groups that are causing millions and millions of illegal aliens, scumbag criminals, and people who want to loot our country and be on welfare for life to cross the border. He is the open borders guy, George Soros, wrecking the United States. He's the architect of Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia University. George Soros is the enemy of America. And his money is funding everything bad going on in America today, but in particular, open borders. Why aren't we seizing the assets of George Soros? I don't need a trial. He didn't need a trial for the Russians, the Russian oligarchs. No trial needed for Soros either. The sponsor of, so let's go after George Soros with abandon. But see, we're so stupid and we're so nice. Republicans are like, oh, we're nice people. Let's turn the other cheek. When they're in office, Democrats, their goal in life is the destruction of the country and the destruction of all of us. Put us all in prison. In isolation. In solitary. Throw away the key. But if we get in office, oh, we got to be nice. We would never use the IRS to destroy people. We would never use the government to destroy people. We would never throw innocent people in prison. We're such little nice saints. The whole Republican Party is a bunch of guys who play badminton or golf at the country club with Muffy and Chip. They don't know how to fight. Better learn how to fight. Because you're getting your ass kicked all over this country. And when you get in, you need to kick ass back and take revenge, you morons. Take revenge on all the people that tried to commit criminal acts to destroy the Republican Party. I'm not urging you to commit criminal acts back. I'm urging you to put all the criminals in jail. Don't let, you know, Hillary Clinton, Trump won, and Hillary was never prosecuted. It's unbelievable. And nobody ever went after George Soros' money. And we just proved it's so easy with the oligarchs to just grab anybody's assets and money without a trial. Go after Soros. Sponsor of this show is Kyle LeBrew, who's running for Congress in Missouri. Can you believe it? One guy running for Congress in one state, Missouri, Kyle LeBrew, has decided to sponsor my show. There's a guy with balls. There's my hero. Kyle LeBrew says we don't need any old Republicans. We need fighters. We need warriors. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. He is an America First conservative, candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District with strong, unapologetic conservative values. Kyle LeBrew knows that government has to work for the people, not the other way around. People don't work for government. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative warrior for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. KyleLeBrew.com, paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Kyle LeBrew, L-A-B-R-U-E, KyleLeBrew.com. I don't care where you live. Live in Vegas. Free up a few bucks and send them to KyleLeBrew.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Cuban believes Twitter is now looking for the proverbial white knight after Elon Musk offered to buy the social media site. The Dallas Mavericks owner tweeting he expects other tech companies like Google and Facebook are talking with antitrust lawyers in hopes of seeing if they can buy Twitter. Speaking at the TED 2022 conference on Thursday, Musk talks about Twitter's free speech limitations, and he says it depends on the country and its laws.
Twitter or any forum is bound by the laws of the country that it operates in. Obviously, there are some limitations on free speech in the U.S., and of course, Twitter would have to abide by those rules.
President Biden back at the White House after spending some time in the battleground state of North Carolina talking infrastructure. This is USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boys, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wayne on the Root, welcome back to the show. The Root's on fire. Hey, by the way, Family Feud, Wayne Root style, GOP style, coming to Las Vegas Friday, April 22nd. It's the Family Feud game show hosted by Wayne Allen Root on a stage in Las Vegas at the Ahern Hotel and Casino with Republican candidates as the actual contestants. We've got Lieutenant Governor candidates, U.S. Senate candidates. We've got all the candidates from every race participating in Family Feud hosted by your man, Wayne Allen Root, at Ahern Hotel on April 22nd, Friday, April 22nd, from 5:30 on. And to get tickets for this event, just go to NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com, and click on the Family Feud game show. And we are going to have a lot of fun. I'll make it a fun day. Most people don't know that I was up for many hosting roles with the biggest talk shows in America. As a matter of fact, I was picked to host Gambit in the early 1990s in my Hollywood career with a big agent, and I was the game show host. So I'll have a lot of fun with Family Feud. I'll be your man, Steve Harvey, except it'll be Wayne Allen Root, and it'll be Republican candidates as the contestants. Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and inflation is raging. Gas prices, energy prices, home prices, apartment rental prices, everything is up through the roof. And what can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals that you'll find anywhere in the United States. So you start out ahead of the game compared to any other company you go to. As a matter of fact, go get a price from any other country, any other company, and Tangible guarantees they will beat it. If you say war, Wayne Allen Root, you will get the best prices in the country and the best customer service. Tangible has 40 years experience and billions of dollars in transactions. Billions with a B. Check them out at TII1.com, TII1.com, or call toll-free 800-384-41, 800-384-41. Tell them Wayne Root sent you. All right, Ben Armstrong is with us, becoming one of our favorite return guests. He's host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Ben, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you, man?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back on, Wayne. I appreciate it.
Yeah, during the break, we were talking, and I heard Ben say that he was from Wisconsin, and so you must have been witness to ground zero of the stolen election. Did you see things right away that the rest of us were talking about, but Wisconsin was experiencing it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I went nuts. I was going crazy during it. I mean, I stayed up all night while they were stealing the election, and I had to do a radio show, and I usually got up at like 4:30 in the morning. So I was just like, I'm not even going to bed because they're stealing the election right in front of my eyes. It was horrible. I don't even want to relive it. It's so awful. They blatantly stole the election.
Ben, I say that of all the things in life I'm sure about, you know, I'm sure my mom and dad were David and Stella Root. I'm sure that I'm Wayne Root. And I'm sure I was born in Mount Vernon, New York, and I am absolutely certain the election was stolen. That's how I put it in that list. That's how certain I am that Trump won the election, and I think won it by a landslide, and that they rigged the election in like 20 different ways. And is that how certain you are that the election was stolen?
100% certain. I even told people if they're going to steal the election, this is how you know. Because I live in Wisconsin. I'm from Wisconsin, but I'm from Detroit. And I said Detroit is so corrupt. I've seen it my whole life. My whole life, they didn't have a fair election, and I know how they do it, especially in statewide elections. How you know is when the votes are coming in, those areas that cheat are always the last to report. And if it goes past midnight, it's because the lead is so big, they're having to stuff and stuff and stuff. And as soon as it got to around midnight, they shut the election down in five key states and then spent all night stuffing the ballots. And they did it other ways, too. Not just that, obviously.
Many ways,
The early voting. But they did old-fashioned way as well. That's the old-fashioned way. That's the old Democrat way in the major cities. And as soon as they stopped the election, I said, uh-oh, they're going to stuff the bet. This is what they do in Detroit. And they did do it in Detroit. But they did it in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Georgia.
They did it. Georgia, yep.
What I can't figure out is, in Arizona, and Nevada, where I live, are you kidding me? Nevada was absolutely...
Yeah, Nevada. Right.
Yeah, Nevada's a little different example because, they did it with mail-in ballots also, same way. They did it with ballot harvesting also, same way. But for as long as I've lived here, They've cheated in Nevada because they gave driver's licenses to illegal aliens. And when you go to DMV to get your driver's license, even if you don't speak English and you're not an American citizen and you're here illegally, it's against the federal law to ask anyone if they're an American citizen. So they aren't even allowed to ask. The only thing they were asking was, do you want to register to vote along with your driver's license? And every illegal said yes, and they all got registered to vote. Now it's even worse. Once they won the election, Ben, you're not going to believe this, the Democrat legislature here, which is dominant, passed a new law which said you're not even, forget about not allowed to ask anymore, forget about asking them, do you want to register to vote automatically and you don't care if they're an American citizen. Now you don't even have to ask them, do they want to register to vote. They have to say to you, I don't want to register to vote, and opt out, or every person at DMV is automatically registered to vote. So every illegal alien in Nevada, and Las Vegas is number one in America in illegal alien percentage of the population, and every illegal alien is automatically registered to vote. So there's your built-in, even without mail-in ballots and without ballot harvesting and without switching votes in the machines, there's your built-in voter theft in Las Vegas, Nevada.
They just blatantly do it right in front of our face now. They're right. Not even shy about it. Because here's the truth. You're saying you know the election was stolen. I'm saying I know the election was stolen. Here's the secret. Every Democrat knows the election was stolen.
Of course.
They just don't care.
Of course.
They don't care at all. That's all it is. Their guy got in, so they don't care. Whatever. But they all know. They're not stupid. You have to be a moron. And I don't care. I don't miss words. This is the problem with the Republican Party. I heard you talking earlier how wimpy they are. They are.
Right.
If I'm a sitting senator, I'm getting up and saying, you bunch of morons, everybody knows the election was stolen. Even the Democrats know. You just don't care, and you're evil. Why can't you just say it?
Well, it's not that they don't care. They do care. They want her to steal it. That's how they get what they want. That's how they get rich.
You're right. Like, Mitch McConnell was happy that the election was stolen. He was part of it.
Right. So, I mean, the way I try and explain it, Ben, to women, because we know women tend to lean Democrat versus almost every man I ever meet is a Republican. I'm starting to meet, like, black men and Hispanic men that all say they're for Trump. So it's just our problem in America is a female problem. You got to convince women. So here's what I say to women. I say, let me ask you something. How many of you are familiar with a husband or boyfriend that has cheated on you? And most women raise their hand. And, you know, at some time in their life, some guy has cheated on them. I said, yeah, men are really, you know, hound dogs, right? Men are bad. And when a man cheats on you and he comes home at 2 o'clock in the morning and it just doesn't smell right and he's sweaty and he's home at 2 when he's supposed to, you know, he got off of work at 6 at night and you don't know where he's been and he wouldn't answer his cell phone. If you asked him, where have you been? And his answer was, don't worry about it. You're just going to have to trust me. I would never cheat on you. It's 2 in the morning, and he looks like he cheated on you. He smells like he cheated on you. But he says, you have no right to ask a question, and you can't see the videotape, and I'm never going to answer a question about it ever again. What would you think? Wouldn't you say he absolutely cheated on me? That's what Democrats have been saying about the election. You're not allowed to ask a question. You're never going to see a videotape about it. We're not going to allow you to ask questions. If you do, you're banned for life from Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or YouTube. And that's it. We didn't cheat, and we're not going to talk about it. And if you talk about it, you're an idiot. How would women feel if a man said that to them after he cheated?
Right. And what it proves is that they know the truth, but they don't want to deal with it.
Right.
They know it, and if they just lie to themselves, then they can live with it. Because if they admit that we're right, then they have to deal with that we're right. And it's ignorance is bliss. So pretend, lie to yourself enough to where you believe your own lie. And they do that all the time. Do you know why the liberals watch CNN? They know they're getting lies. They want the lies. See, they hear conservatives say something that's true. It flips them out, and they run to their professional liars. Make me feel better, or else I'm going to have to change my views. And then CNN will come up with a lie to make them keep so that they can stay in their views. That's the only reason why you watch MSNBC or CNN, is to get lies confirmed to your own conscience so that you can keep lying to yourself. But I believe God puts the truth in all of us. Deep down, they all know. They know. And we don't call them out enough. We let them pretend to be dumb. And I never let Democrats pretend to be dumb. You're not dumb. You know the election was stolen.
Well, I don't know many dumb women. I think most women are smart, but they all yes. spend 20 years in a failed marriage knowing their husband's cheating on them. And deep down, they know it, but they'll never admit it. And then they wind up getting divorced 20 years later, and they have nothing. And they go, why did I stay 20 years and have nothing? And the answer is they knew all along, but they wouldn't admit it. But deep down, they knew. Same thing with the stolen election. So we're talking about the exact same kind of action here. And I think this is the way to get to women. You know, if you don't like husbands cheating on you, then you shouldn't like Democrats cheating on elections. So from women, let's go to a women's issue. According to one fertility clinic, there's a tremendous, incredible, unimaginable number of women who got vaccines and had a miscarriage. Ben, tell us the number.
Yes. A fertility clinic came out and showed that if you got the vaccine in the first trimester, they saw 75% of the women had a miscarriage in the first trimester. That's key. But here's the horrible thing. Even if it's not in the first trimester, if you get the vaccine after the first trimester, 50% of those women were getting miscarriages. But here's what's interesting. So on average, what the fertility clinic would normally see before the vaccine is about 13% of the women would have miscarriages. That's normal because women have miscarriages. We know that happens. So, but it's around 13% is what was normal for that clinic. To go from 13% to 75% is astronomical. That's a 400% increase. Actually, I did 15%. I rounded up and said from 15% to do the mathematics. It's a 400% increase from 15%. So it's even higher than 400%.
And Ben, we're heading to a break. So we'll pick it up on the other side, Ben. Just give me one sec. We got to go to a break. I also want to point out the DOD, Department of Defense. Thomas Renz will tell you, the great class action lawyer, Department of Defense statistics show that women in the military, 300% increase in miscarriages after getting vaccinated. So the numbers are very similar. We'll be right back. More with Ben Armstrong. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. See you in a sec.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl XXII champion and former Raiders quarterback, here to talk to you about the Sunshine Vitamin. Thanks to the pandemic, most people are starting to understand the importance of a healthy level of vitamin D in the prevention of illness. Sons of Liberty D3 is so unique that its delivery system is patent pending. This liquid vitamin you spray directly into your mouth delivers 15,000 IU. The light citrus flavor has no lasting aftertaste despite how good it tastes. No pills to swallow. It's truly a great product. I have been using this product for several months and absolutely love it. I, of course, have shared this product with my great friend Wayne Allyn-Root. His listeners will receive a 15% discount on all orders using coupon code WAR15 at checkout. And they offer a 100% guarantee on all products if for whatever reason you are not satisfied. Keep safe and healthy in these crazy times with Sons of Liberty D3 Spray. You can find it at GoSonsOfLiberty.com. And please remember, you're 15% off with code WAR15.
We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for Kyle LeBrew, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LeBrew stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LeBrew, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLeBrew.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root for my great friends, John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life, literally. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 16 months later, I look the best of my life. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. John and Chelsea have the only patent pending in the world for a method of achieving intracellular hydration. Now, that's credibility. The patent application includes over 500 pages of science, sequencing, and processes of how to transform your cells so they can hydrate, allow you to lose fat, and upgrade your health and immune system. No one else has this science of inner body hydration. It's all set up in a program that's simple and scientific. This is your time to be healthy from the inside out and be the best you can be. Energized Health is offering my fans the war 40% off decisive action discount. 40% off! Call 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, Wayne Allyn, welcome back to the show, The Root, The Root. The Root is on fire. Fellowship Home Loans is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that buying a home is the largest financial commitment you'll ever make, most probably, in most cases, probably 95% of people. That's the biggest financial commitment ever. You've got to have a friend in the mortgage business. My friends Mike and Brian from Fellowship Home Loans have been providing assistance to Americans just like you for nearly 20 years. They've dealt with purchases, refis, VA loans, reverse mortgages, or just evaluating your current situation and give you advice on what to do next. Call Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE, 800-804-SAVE, toll free, 800-804-SAVE, S-A-V-E, or visit fellowshiphomeloans.com. Tell them Wainwright sent you. Now you've got two friends in the mortgage business, Mike and Brian at fellowshiphomeloans.com, 800-804-SAVE. We're back with Ben Armstrong, our regular guest now, host of the Ben Armstrong Show at TheNewAmerican.com. Ben, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thanks for having me, Wayne. I really appreciate it.
So you were finishing up the story about all the women at the fertility clinic that were having miscarriages if they got vaccinated in either the first trimester or beyond the first trimester. And I interrupted you because we're heading to an ad break. Why don't you finish up the story?
Yeah, I want people to focus on what does this mean? What we really should be focusing on is how evil our own government has been in the aspect that they promoted women to get the vaccine, knowing it's not safe and effective. I mean, doctors tell women to avoid everything when they get pregnant, don't they? I mean, they don't even want them barely taking an aspirin, yet there's an experimental vaccine, and the government tells all these pregnant women, yeah, go ahead and go get it. And now we find out that, well, at least in one fertility clinic, and you were saying numbers in the military are kind of similar, that a 400% increase in miscarriages in the first trimester, 50% of women were getting miscarriages after the first trimester. This is evil, because how come we can have all this information? We know this vaccine, even according to VAERS, which is suppressed little sample numbers, even if those were the only numbers, it's the most dangerous vaccine in all the history of the world. They don't ever say to pull it. They tell you to go get more. Think of how evil that is. I mean, isn't the logical thing to say, okay, there has been millions and millions of vaccine injuries, and yet they don't recommend that people not get the vaccine. They say, go out and get it. In order not to get a cold, mind you, that will not harm you, and you will recover and be totally fine. Unless, you know, you're on your deathbed or something, then, yes, it could harm you and kill you. But other than that, if you're a healthy person, it'll do nothing for you. But the vaccine, guaranteed to harm you, guaranteed to harm pregnant women. You could get lucky and it doesn't, but it's guaranteed it's going to harm some of them, and they're still pushing it. Why don't they pull it? This proves it's not an accident. It proves it's not that they're doing it innocently and they just didn't know that this vaccine was going to be dangerous. It proves they know it's dangerous. They don't care, and they're doing it on purpose.
Well, not only pregnant women is a big story, but millennials a huge story, right? I had on my show Edward Dowd. I'm sure you've had him on your podcast as well, right? Edward Dowd's fantastic, a former guy, you know, manager of about $16 billion in funds in a hedge fund for BlackRock, and now does it independently, and I'm sure manages billions still. He's an incredible guy with incredible credibility. And he will tell you that the rate of death from between 2020, when there was no vaccine, and 2021, where we introduced the vaccine, up about 80% in millennials. So young, fit people dying in record numbers, 80% plus deaths up in young people, millennials, and the same numbers we saw basically in the DOD whistleblower cases with Thomas Renz. The vaccine is the only difference between 2020 and 2021, and you see young, fit, healthy people in the military dying and getting sick and getting immune disease, autoimmune disease, shingles, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, all the usual things. You know what I found out yesterday, Ben, for the first time? You know, because I'm in the business, I have to get an IFB. My IFB was kind of fritzing out on me, so I went to a hearing aid center to get a new earpiece, you know, to listen to my radio show, TV show, whatever I'm doing. I have a hidden earpiece. So I went to get a new one, and they have to do a mold of your ear. And the woman at the hearing aid center turns out to be a huge conservative and a fan of my show here in Las Vegas. And she said that she has never in her life seen the amount of people coming to see her who get the vaccine and lose their hearing within days of getting the vaccine. Within 2 weeks, tons of people have no hearing anymore. They're completely deaf or 90% deaf in one or both ears after being vaccinated. It is a massive scandal. So there's another one that I never even heard of before, another side effect of the vaccines.
Yes, and remember, all the statistics you were citing, too, about Edward Dowd, he's getting all that from the CDC itself.
He used their
numbers. So that means they're well aware. This isn't us making stuff up. This isn't us being dramatic. This is the CDC. So if Edward Dowd's getting these numbers from the CDC, and yet they do nothing but promote you to go get another one,
then it's mass
murder. What does that say about the CDC?
It's mass murder. I don't know what else to say. I'll use that word, mass murder. It reminds me of Love Canal. Remember Love Canal in the 1970s? If every kid in an area who's under the age of 18 comes up with cancer, and we know very few people get childhood cancer, thank God, but in this one little community, all the kids were getting childhood cancer. You got to investigate. You can't assume that's a coincidence. And it turned out that the water was poisoned by some evil company that was there and let the kids drink the water, and they all got sick and they all got cancer. Well, something's wrong with the vaccine. We got to investigate. Ben Armstrong, great job as always, host of the Ben Armstrong Show at thenewamerican.com. Thank you, Ben. God bless you.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long
neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.